Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Last year we ran a series called Family Matters. We met families who are part of a growing trend. In a tough economy, multiple generations are increasingly living under the same roof. 20-somethings are living with parents. Those parents are taking care of the older generation. Well, bigger families can benefit from more space, and home builders are accommodating. This summer in Phoenix, for example, new homes were on average 20% larger than homes up for resale. Peter O'Dowd from member station KJZZ reports.
4 women, 3 generations, 1 roof. That is a post-recession lifestyle.
I'm Jackie Ruggles, and I'm the matriarch. I'm Grandma.
Grandma pays the mortgage on this new home in the Phoenix suburb of Gilbert. Her daughter, Marcy Dussault, lives here too. Marcy comes with a college-aged daughter named Jamie.
I'll eventually move out, but right now it's nice to not have to worry about like a lot of bills and stuff, and I can focus on school.
Then Jamie's older sister moved in. Chelsea is 22.
I've been on my own for a while, and then life happens.
Chelsea lost her job and racked up $6,000 in credit card debt.
So I had to move back in into this home.
This home just so happens to be made for this type of living. It was designed with a 600-square-foot suite. There's a kitchenette and a living room. 19-year-old Jamie lives in this one. The walls are covered with bright red paint and pictures of her friends. Her mom jokes that Jamie won't be leaving anytime soon.
She's going to live with me till she's at least 40, isn't that what you said?
Something like that. 40 and have kids.
Their home builder, Lennar, now offers these so-called next-gen floor plans in 18 states, including Texas, California, and Nevada. In Arizona, the company says a quarter of its sales last year were these multi-generational houses.
It's the new normal.
Gina Canzanetta works for Marikay Homes. Her company spent 18 months post-recession studying demographic trends. Marikay's designers took note of today's struggling adult children moving home and the millions of aging baby boomers moving in with their kids.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Last year we ran a series called Family Matters. We met families who are part of a growing trend. In a tough economy, multiple generations are increasingly living under the same roof. 20-somethings are living with parents. Those parents are taking care of the older generation. Well, bigger families can benefit from more space, and home builders are accommodating. This summer in Phoenix, for example, new homes were on average 20% larger than homes up for resale. Peter O'Dowd from member station KJZZ reports.
4 women, 3 generations, 1 roof. That is a post-recession lifestyle.
I'm Jackie Ruggles, and I'm the matriarch. I'm Grandma.
Grandma pays the mortgage on this new home in the Phoenix suburb of Gilbert. Her daughter, Marcy Dussault, lives here too. Marcy comes with a college-aged daughter named Jamie.
I'll eventually move out, but right now it's nice to not have to worry about like a lot of bills and stuff, and I can focus on school.
Then Jamie's older sister moved in. Chelsea is 22.
I've been on my own for a while, and then life happens.
Chelsea lost her job and racked up $6,000 in credit card debt.
So I had to move back in into this home.
This home just so happens to be made for this type of living. It was designed with a 600-square-foot suite. There's a kitchenette and a living room. 19-year-old Jamie lives in this one. The walls are covered with bright red paint and pictures of her friends. Her mom jokes that Jamie won't be leaving anytime soon.
She's going to live with me till she's at least 40. Isn't that what you said?
Something like that. 40 and have kids.
Their home builder, Lennar, now offers these so-called next-gen floor plans in 18 states, including Texas, California, and Nevada. In Arizona, the company says a quarter of its sales last year were these multi-generational houses.
It's the new normal.
Gina Canzanetta works for Maracay Homes. Her company spent 18 months post-recession studying demographic trends. Maracay's designers took note of today's struggling adult children moving home and the millions of aging baby boomers moving in with their kids.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.